Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, here we go again, man. It starts right back up. NHL champion Florida Panthers open up tonight at Jerry's house at Amaranth Bank Arena. I always say CDs from Orly, not a bad way to go either, as we bring in Goldie. Gold, how you doing, brother? Man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Steve Goldstein with us this morning, the voice of the Panthers. There's so much to talk about. Let's start with that ring. Oh, it was so big and gaudy. I just love looking at it. It was unbelievable.
Well, it is unbelievable. It'll also be unbelievable, as you know, Joe, because you've been there. I'll be with Jerry Plush, the great leader of Amaranth Bank here in South Florida, in that suite tonight for a little while as well, because we don't call the game. It's on national TV. So we do have a TV pregame show at 4 o'clock on Scripps. So it's a great situation for me because, as you know, Joe, I never say no. I get a little TV time. I ain't doing it for free. And then I get to hang out with Jerry. Does it get any better than that, brother?
No,
man. It doesn't.
You got that thing figured out, brother. All right. So no Barkov. Tkachuk is due back sometime in December. But we still got the other big horses, man. Verhage and Reinhardt and Bennett and Seth Jones and Forsling and Big Bob and Marchand and Ekblad and the rest of them. How do you feel and go besides that core? Get me caught up on some of the young guys that are going to have a big impact on this team early on.
Well, I think Mackie Samuskevich, you know, he scored 15 goals last year, Joe. He looks great in camp, a little bit bigger. You know, they brought him along correctly. You know, you don't just throw him in at 20 years old. He's now 22. So I'm looking at him. And you know, Evan Rodriguez is a guy that doesn't get talked about a lot. Here's a selfless player, right? Because 2 years ago against Edmonton, he scored all those goals. He was on the first line in the Stanley Cup final. Last year in the playoffs, he found himself on the fourth line at times. The guy never complains. He's got to move over to center, at least to start, without Barkov. If he can be an effective third-line center, and Evan Rodriguez has played center before, with Samuskevich with him, and then Boqvist, I think that's a huge factor. Because if you look back the last few years, as much as we talk about the top guys, the problem for other teams in those playoff series trying to beat this team 4 times out of 7 was no one could match up with the third line. It was Lundell, Lauvstarinen, and whether it was Reinhardt down there with him, or Tarasenko, who they traded for, or Marchand, teams had no answers. So I think that third line is going to be a big factor. And you know, Joe, you don't replace a guy like Barkov.
No.
There's no chance of doing that. So everybody's got to change a little bit, do a little bit more. And, you know, they definitely have the talent to do it. We know that.
You got to help me out on what took place. Everybody yesterday, I was a little down about what happened in Carolina, but the preseason.
You got to bring that up.
No. I'm not. I don't want anything. Nothing's messing up this day. That preseason game against Tampa Bay in the 322 minutes and 19 ejections in the game. What was that about? Cooper downplayed it, but like he had to be behind that. Those guys going out there, the minor leaguers going out and throwing blows. What was your take on the whole thing?
Well, first of all, you're right, because the organization had to call those guys up. They swapped out like 6 guys, a third of a team, a few hours before the game. You know, put it this way, Joe, it's the anomaly in sports. You know, down here in South Florida, there was a time, the Dolphins and the Jets, I think you guys genuinely hated those guys. You hated Mark Gastineau. I think Nick's Heat, Riley, P.J. Brown, Charles Oakley, Charlie Ward, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
John Starks.
Right.
We've lost that in sports, except for the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers. They genuinely dislike each other. It's physical. It's mean. It's nasty. But Tampa Bay obviously went way over the line, calling up guys that are not NHL players to go after star players and hit them in the head. Nothing to do with the context of hockey. So the NHL obviously agreed. They fined him about $125,000. A couple of players for the Lightning are suspended. The guy that went after Ekblad, it doesn't even matter. He's suspended for 4 games, Joe, in the NHL. He's 33 years old. He's played 4 NHL games in his life.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. That guy, he's not making the league. I think Tampa Bay is frustrated. The Panthers have blown him out and eliminated him the last 2 years in 5 in the first round. And you know the Panthers don't back down to anybody. So I think the Florida Panthers are in so many teams' heads, including the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what we saw. We broadcasted the game. I really could not believe what I was watching.
So just to follow it up, Paul Maurice, he and John Cooper, I see him shake hands after these series, and Paul Maurice always classy about everything. Are they close? What's that relationship with this, as competitive as this series obviously is?
No, they're not close. I don't think Paul, except for Pete DeBoer, as you know, Joe, we you know, had him as Panthers coach. They literally, you know, from teenage and junior hockey, those guys grew up together. You know,
okay.
They lived together. They coached together.
Yeah.
So they're great friends. I don't think Paul Maurice, you know how competitive he is. I don't think he's got a little Jimmy Johnson in him. You know, he doesn't need to be buddy-buddy with the other coach.
Yeah.
I'm trying to beat your ass. I don't need to be.
Right.
I got plenty of friends.
Right.
I got plenty of friends and family and all that. But Paul Maurice cannot be happy. You got Barkov, Tkachuk, and Nosek already out of the lineup. 2 minutes into the game, they go after Aaron Ekblad's head. Then they go after Carter Verhaeghe's head. It's a rivalry. It's mean. It's nasty. And obviously it goes beyond just on the ice, as we saw.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to get that out of the way because it was weird. It just happened here. And here we are starting and got a couple of home games coming up here. Hey, so as you look at this thing, is there going to be growing pains, or is it good enough right off the bat? Is it deep enough without Barkov and Tkachuk, who are considered to be, as you know, two of the top 10 or 15 players in the league?
I think the combinations are going to be interesting. You know, he's going to start tonight and go back a little old school from a few years ago when they made the Stanley Cup final with Lundell, Lösterin, and then Reinhart together. And that means it's Marchand, Bennett, and Verhaeghe. They're going to have to find some chemistry. You know, Verhaeghe's played with Bennett before. But I do think, Joe, you know, I think we overlooked the defense a little bit. Remember, Seth Jones now has gone through a Paul Maurice training camp.
That's right.
He's got the experience of being a champ. They're going to have to rely on the defense. You know, I think those six, and I really like Petrie, who they brought in. And, you know, again, it could be another story of a veteran guy coming here to South Florida, his final year, one of his final years, and boom, things click. We got like a dozen guys that have done that and walked out of here with championships. So I think
we just lost.
Really honed in. And, you know, and all these guys are going to have to, you know, do just a little bit more. I think they're capable of doing it. I'm real interested to see how the thing shakes out and how that benches, you know, without Matthew Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov, you know, it changes the dynamic a little bit, but how big is the pickup now of Brad Marchand? I mean, you're playing without your captain for all or most of the season. Brad Marchand was a captain forever in Boston. He won a Stanley Cup as captain.
Great point.
I think he becomes even more valuable. And by the way, you know this, the guys absolutely love him and they follow him.
Yeah. No, man, you can't say enough about that work done and getting all three of those guys under contract after the parade. It was just fantastic. Before I let you go, I know you're tight on time today. Also, you do the pregame Dolphin games on preseason.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to ask you your take 1-4 start. Go ahead.
Just brutally disappointed, Joe. You know, I listened to a lot of it. You know, I talked to those guys privately during training camp. There was such an effort on this team. Number one, to get the young guys ready. You know, Tua Tagovailoa and those leaders would go to the Grants and the Sabayinayas and the Traders and go, all those guys. Hey, guys. You don't have time to be rookies. We need you this year.
Yeah.
The culture. everybody together, you know, everybody standing up on the sideline when there's a kickoff, to see it go the way it went. And I could almost live with weeks 2 and 3 because Tua throws picks at the end. I mean, they were driving. They should have beaten New England. He throws an interception. Okay, it's a mistake. What I watched Sunday for 3 quarters was about as disappointed and frustrated as I've been by a South Florida sports team in a really long time. I thought getting beat like that by a bad team was just despicable.
Totally agree.
Those rookies, I can't believe it. I know they're more talented than that. They got rookies, Joe, and if you believe Pro Football Focus, you know, they go in
yeah.
They're Dead the last. Worst players yeah. in the league. How is that possible? I don't know if it's the way they're being utilized, if some of it's coaching, some of it's on them. Usually it's a combination of things. It's just terribly disappointing to see them get gutted the way they are. And it seems to me right now, maybe it's a confidence thing. You know, you played when you don't believe in everything. It could look like you're not trying as hard as you should be. But I'm seeing out there, like, there's defensive guys. Sometimes, Joe, a guy makes a play in the backfield. No one's even going over the guy and jumping on him and stuff. What's going on? It's terribly disappointing.
Yeah. Here we go again when things start to go against them. And we saw that up 17-0. Carolina started running the ball like their old Oklahoma teams or something, the way they are running the football down our throats.
Hey, anyway. Joe, I was already thinking it's 17-0. Okay, it's back. We got a big game next week against the Chargers. You get back to 500. And
that's right.
And then for the thing to go the other way, the way it went that way, and the offense looks great, and then all of a sudden,
disappeared.
It can't even function anymore. No. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
You know what, Gold? I didn't mean to mix the really good with the really bad, but we just did it. My man, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, Gold. Thank you so much. Have a good time at the Amerant Bank family tonight, my man.
Joe, love you, buddy. Thanks.
I'll see you. All right. Steve Goldstein with this. Of course, be off tonight. He'll be working over there. He'll be working at the old arena. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.